If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 27th day of August, 2010. I have something I want to remind you about, because it's going to be happening a week from tomorrow. And my friend Miles Dyer and Charlie Is So Cool Like is going to be co-hosting with him, Charlie McDonald. And Tom Bacon puts it together. And it's an enormous video project to raise money for UNICEF. It is called Stick Aid. Stick Aid 2010. And it'll be starting September 4th. And you can make pledges. It's on Stickam, STICKAM, and I'll have a link, and I'll leave a message to myself. Again, there's no place to leave links in the show notes, but I'll leave a place that you can see and get involved. I mean, they're raising money, and they raise an enormous amount of money for UNICEF every year, and they hope to do the same again this year. I got an email from my friend Ron O'Quinn, who was on The Boat That Rocks. You know, Radio England over there, the Ships at Sea, Pirate Radio. And he has a new show that's going to be on in Europe on three English stations, two Dutch stations, and a Norwegian station, and a partridge in a pear tree. So I'll keep you informed as I know anything. One thing about being an old disc jockey is that we get involved in conversations with each other. It's like AA, except there's no 3 or 12-step program that we have. We just talk and drive each other miserable about, you know, the old days of radio. And someone asked me the other day an unexpected positive consequence of being on the radio. There were lots, but one came to mind almost immediately. Now, in a town the size of Macon, back in the 70s when I first began radio here, the Big X, all the teenagers knew about the Big X. It was the place that played all the current rock music, and it had this huge 500-foot tower right next to the studio. You couldn't miss it. So I was on the air one day, and these girls in bikinis came to the station to request a song. So the control room door opens, and in comes maybe 5, 6, 7 girls from the pool, and they say, "Oh, we're riding around. We wanted to get you to play a song for us." And at that point, I thought to myself, realistically so, because I have the opportunity to look at me and sort of, and I knew, if I wasn't behind this console playing these songs on the radio, these girls would never talk to me. That was a pleasant, unexpected consequence. We'll see you soon.